Well, it doesn't stop there. Look at verse 21, because this is, if you've ever wondered what it means to be saved, verse 21 explains it. And Adam and his wife, the Lord God, also made tunics of skin and clothed them. The lesson of Genesis 3:21 is that fig leaves are unable to cover us. Look back where we started in verse 7 of chapter 3 of Genesis. As soon as they knew that they were sinful and naked, they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Fig leaves are always a picture of our efforts to hide our own sins. And they thought in the beginning that if they covered themselves up, that God wouldn't notice that they had sinned. You know, that's having a wrong view of God, right? But God says, when you believe me, then you get rid of your fig leaves, which is your own works of righteousness, and you'll trust in a substitute. Now listen. The provision of animal skins in verse 21 of Genesis 3 by God is the start of the beautiful pathway that ends up at the cross of Christ. Listen to this. In Eden, there was one sacrificial death of an animal that covered the sins of one person. Right? God killed an animal, skinned it, and clothed Adam. God killed another animal, skinned it, and clothed Eve. Later, in the next book, in Exodus, at the Passover, a sacrificial lamb, we learn, could cover a family. One lamb, one family. Later in Exodus, on the Day of Atonement, an animal could be sacrificed to cover the sins of a whole nation, the nation of Israel. But it was John the Baptist standing at the Jordan's banks that pointed to Jesus and shouted out that there was a lamb coming who would take away the sin of the world. So, one substitute for one person, one substitute for one family at Passover, one substitute for one nation on the Day of Atonement. Jesus was one substitute for the world. That's the grace of God. That's the message of salvation. And in all the world and throughout all of human history, there are only two ways available for sinners. The religion of fig leaves, which is the religion of doing it yourself, or the revelation of animal skins, which is God's perfect provision in the gracious death of Christ. I think it's fascinating. The only thing recorded in the New Testament that Jesus cursed while he was here on earth was what? A fig tree. You see, he doesn't like that picture of humans covering themselves up and hiding from God. Well, I wonder this morning as we conclude, when you hear the voice of God after your life on this planet is over, are you going to run and hide behind your fig leaves that you've taken with you to God's presence? Are you going to stand boldly clothed in the righteousness of Christ? I want to read three verses from Matthew 22 to leave them with you before we go. Turn to the New Testament, Matthew 22, because Jesus comments on this condition in Matthew 22, and he tells a haunting story of a future day. The ending should catch our attention. It's Matthew 22, and I'm going to read 11 through 14 before we go. It says this, "But when the king came to see the guests that he had invited." Remember, this king invites everybody, goes into highways and byways and says, "Come on to my feast." That's the gospel message going all the world, inviting people to come to Christ. When the king came to see the guests, he knows there was a man who was not wearing wedding clothes. Verse 12, "Friend," he asked, "how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" The man was speechless. And the king told his attendants, "Tie him hand and foot, throw him outside in the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen." Actually, if you put all the verses together, all are invited. But the question is, are you one of the chosen? You're chosen if you're clothed with the righteousness of Christ. When you hear the voice of God someday, are you going to try and make it in his presence with the fig leaves you've been building your whole life? You've given money and you joined the church and you're baptized. You've been kind of a nice guy and you aren't as bad as those other people. Are you going to stand before him undone and say, "I am guilty, vile, and helpless, but Jesus Christ died in my place"?